Each one of us is going to go in front of the Kisei HaKovoi. Kol Vay Oilom Oivrim Lefano Kivnei Moroim. And the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to review our mitzvahs and our veiras over our whole lives and bifat over last year. And be koveya, what's going to be in Tovshin Pesayin? We say in the Sanatoykev, both in Kloli, Miyichia, Miyomus, and how each person is going to die. Not only that, Miyoni, Miyoshia, Miyisyase, Miyisholev, who's going to get money, who's going to become poor, who's going to have Yisurin, who's going to be at peace. Every prat, Tovshin Pesayin, is totally on the din of Rosh Hashanah. So, what we should do about it on Rosh Hashanah Gufa, as we talked a little bit last week in the Shavuos, maybe next Wednesday we'll talk about it again, this Wednesday, a bit more, maybe. But everybody, I think one knows, you should know, that so Elul, Chodesh Elul, is a Hachana for Rosh Hashanah. So what should we do? How are we going to use Elul to help our Rosh Hashanah? I mentioned last week, and I'll explain to you a bit more. If you want to answer that question, you can't theorize. You can't say, okay, but there's going to be a din, and so let's do tshuva. Oh, that's a good idea. No, tshuva seems to work. I'll ask you a question. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin that whenever a tzibur do tshuva, is this kabbal. Mi kashem elekeinu mi goy godol asher elokim kroivim eilov kashem elekeinu b'chol koreinu eilov. Also says in Rosh Hashanah. Mi goy godol, a whole nation who's like Klal Yisrael, whenever b'chol koreinu eilov, whenever we call, want to come close to Hashem, we come close to Hashem. And the Gemara says, but when's a yochid? When can a yochid do tshuva? So the Gemara brings Ryan, Dirish Hashem b'imotze, Kru b'yosef korem. When can a yochid do tshuva? And the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Aseres Yemei Tshuva is from Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur. So the Chayra, the Pashas is, the Lagabe Tshuva, Elul, is just the same as Chodesh Adar, Chodesh Nisan, any other month of the year. It doesn't have, the Gemara didn't say when can a Yochid do Tshuva and Chodesh Elul. So what should we do for, what's the Avodah of Elul? So if we want to know any type of this question, what's the avoider? What should we do about something? If we ask the question about, let's say something which we're not going to talk about in the body, what is the avoider of a mezuzah? So, you want to know what's a mezuzah all about? What's a mezuzah all about? For a lot of people, it's an automatic reaction. That's what a mezuzah is all about. But if you want to know what a mezuzah is really all about, you have to learn the Torah Shiva. You have to learn the halachas. Halachas gematria kli. The halachas sets up the framework of our avodas Hashem. And then you want to understand the pnimius of that. You have to know what's inside this kli. But don't go outside the kli. Because if you go outside the kli, then it's avodas Zara. It's not avodas Hashem, I'll call upon it. So, if we want to know what's the avoider of Elul, so we have to know what's the kli of Elul. Is there anything miyuchad chodesh Elul? What's miyuchad chodesh Elul al pi halacha? So the ma'aser the kol adeus in mitzat chazal is tkiya shofar. Slichos or slichot, that's yesh noagim, that comes much later. Machloikis, whether you say slichos the whole of Elul, or whether you start slichos only 4 days before, minimum of 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. So the minig Ashkenaz, we say, start 4 days before, and then we want to have a specific day, so we go back to the Motzi Shabbos, which is at least 4 days before. What are the 4 days for? So one of the days, the kamer days, one of the days is the Be'etzem, one should say Slichas in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And Slichas are part of Tshuva, part of Slichas asking for Slicha, and part of Slichas is the Vidui of Slicha. So it's got to do with Aseres Yemei Tshuva, but there are 4 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva when you can't say Slichas. 2 days for Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, there's always a Shabbos in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and Erev Yom Kippur, where we accompany with not Mizvadim. So, the Katzer in Slichos, and we're not Mizvadim. So, become those 4 days, we start saying Slichos before. In other words, according to Minik Ashkenaz, Slichos is a din be'etzim in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The slichas, the minik svard, so svardim, we'll have to see, maybe at the end we'll understand a bit more about El, we'll see what is the svardim minik of saying slichot in the thing. So that's as far as slichas is concerned. Ledovid Oiri is a very late minik. In the last few hundred years, it's not, definitely not from Chazal. It's 300-400 years old to say the David Oiri. So, the Mirtz Hashem will look at the David Oiri maybe next week. But you can't say that that's going to define what's Elul. I want to have a definition. I want to understand what's Elul. So, the one thing we know, the one thing Chazal would cover, Tkir Shoifor in Elul. And I'm going to, if you look in the beginning, in the Torah, in Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, beginning of Hilchus Rosh Hashanah. So the Torah brings a Pirkei D'Rebbeleizer, the Medrash and Pirkei D'Rebbeleizer. And he's going to tell us three inyonim of the Tkir Shoifah, the Medrash says. I want to look at to understand the first one, first part, tonight, because even though the first part, the first speaker which I'm going to talk about, you might tie in, Chabal, I didn't know this last Friday, because it's all about the Tkiah of Rosh Chodesh Elul. The reason I'm going to talk about it is because from this whole, if we're understanding really what the Medrash is saying, then it'll give us an understanding of the whole Avodah of Elul. So I'll read to you what it says, first of all, the Medrash. The Medrash says, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Ale Elai HaHora, She'oz Olo LeKabel Luchos HaChodesh. In the Midbar, the Seder Advarim, what happened in the Midbar, on Shavuos, Achlok Zvov on Zion 7, was Matan Torah. And then followed 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was on the Har, he learned Kol HaTorah Kula. At the end of those 40 days, which ended on Shiva Osa B'Tammuz, Rabbeinu Shalom gave him Luchos Rishonos, and he came down and he was meant to give us the Luchos Rishonos, that was would have been the ultimate Mesina Satoira, and it could have been the Gula Shlema. What happened? The old Nisayan of the Egel, and Klal Yisrael made the Egel Azov on the 16th of Tammuz. Not now, we're going into the whole reason why and how and everything. The Moshe Rabbeinu came down The Rebbeinu Shalom was tremendously bekas. He didn't really want to give Moshe Rabbeinu the Luchos, but Moshe Rabbeinu got the Luchos from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's also an interesting sugya, how he got the Luchos out of the hands of Hashem. It's very interesting, because what happened afterwards, Moshe Rabbeinu came down and he saw the ego and he smashed the Luchos. So what was the point of getting the Luchos in the first place? Okay, we'll leave that. So we need to look at the Hemshech HaDvarim. There then followed 40 days of tremendous kas. Min HaShomayim, the Ben Shom was bekas. He wanted, already on Shivasa B'Tamuz, the Ben Shom said he was going to go, he said, the end of Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu got HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be masking not to carry out the absolute total gzeira. But he was still tremendously bekas. And he was masking that he broke the Luchos. And what's going to be with Klal Yisrael? So Moshe Rabbeinu went up another 40 days. Machlokes Rishonim, whether he went up every day and came down again in the middle 40 days, or he went up 40 days and stayed there, and davened and davened and davened. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel Bekoshi on the end of those 40 days. And then he said, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, all right, I'm willing to give you Luchos Shnius, but Luchos Shnius are not going to be the same dark as Luchos Rishonis. Luchos Rishonis were Kulei Nes, because Hashem Baruch Hu made the actual Luchos HaEven B'Nes. It was not cut out of any Tivya Sticker stone, and he wrote the Aseres HaDibros on it B'Nes. Now he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll give you Luchos Shnius, but you're going to have to make the Luchos, and I will write B'nes, the Torah, on the Luchos. Say, but Moshe Rabbeinu had to make the Luchos, it's a whole different madriga. and that was on Chof Tes Av. Then Rosh Chodesh Elul, Kodesh Baruch told Moshe Rabbeinu, come back to the Har. And Moshe Rabbeinu spent the next 40 days on the Har, relearning Torah, whether he forgot it or exactly what was the difference between the second kufa of Torah and the first kufa, and that ended on Yom Kippur, and Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Luchos Shniyos, and it says. Then, it says, Chazal say that the Rabbeinu Shalom, as a result of all the Avodah of Moshe Rabbeinu, on Yom Kippur, he was Moichel B'Simcha U'Beratzon. Before he was Moichel B'Koshi. Now, Yom Kippur was Moichel B'Egel B'Simcha U'Beratzon. He gave us the Luchos Shnius. He was Metzaveh, building the Ohel Moed. They started building the Ohel Moed 4 days later, which is the beginning of Sukkot, and the Ohel Moed is the place that the Shekhinah will come back to Klal Yisrael. Okay, it was a great success, if you like. Moshe Rabbeinu says in the Pasuk, I stayed on the Har, when he talks about the last 40 days, he says, V'oishe b'har aboim yom kayomim arishonim. Chazal say, ma yomim arishonim b'rotzoin, af hayomim achroinim b'rotzoin. The yomim emsoim, the 40 yomim emsoim, will bekas. Nidus hadim. So that's the Seder HaDvarim that happened. Now, the Medrash here, it says, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Alay Alay Ha'horo, She'oz Ola Nekabel Luchos Achroinos, Ve'heviru Shofar B'machane, and they blew a shofar on that Rosh Chodesh to say, Moshe Ola Lahar, Shelo Yitu Oid Achar Avodah Zarah. There was a big chashash. Just like the Satan brought the whole Nisayon of the ego to destroy the future of the world, Be'etzem, you have to understand that by Maimed HaSinai, there was Nekar Misa Me'aleinu and the Yetzirah Apnimi Me'aleinu. By Maimed HaSinai, Klal Yisrael came back to the Madrega of Adam Arishon Koidim Achet. But Adam Arishon Koidim Achet still had a Nisayon to get to the highest Madrega. Adam Arishon was not meant to die. Only if he, Barisham told him, if you eat from the Eitz Hadas, then you're going to die. It's poison. And Adam Arishon was not on the highest level of Kedusha that a human being could get to. It was Kimat there. We have no Hasoga how Kodesh Adam Arishon was. But he still was meant to get to a higher Darga. So, there's no free gifts in Ruchnius. Remember that klal. Free gifts you get in cornflakes. You don't get free gifts in Ruchnius. So he had a Nisayon. The Nisayon was the Nachash came and persuaded Chava that the right thing to do would be to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Against the Sugya, the Chule, Machlekes, how the Nachash was persuaded her. And then it's very interesting, Agav, that somehow Chava gave it to Adam. And the Torah doesn't tell us anything about how Chava persuaded Adam to eat the Eitz Hadas. Did he know he was eating the Eitz Hadas? Obviously he must have done, because if he wouldn't have known, it was honest, and the Rebbeinu Shem had tinus on him. When the Rebbeinu Shem said, well, why did you eat from the Eitz Hadas? He blamed Chava. He says, Hoisha Shenosatoni. He didn't say Eitz Hadas, really? It was treif. It tasted so good, I didn't realize. No, he said, I thought you gave me a good shidduch, I thought you gave me a chosh of a girl, and she messed up, she gave me treif of food, and I ate it. Excuse me, why did you eat it? So, Uncle Bonim, we don't know the whole conversation between Chava and Adam, which is very interesting. We know the conversation between the Nochash and Chava. We know. I mean, the Psukim tell us, and there's a whole machlokes, what is actually going on? What is the Nachash telling her, and how he persuaded her to do it? Very dikin yonim there. Al kol panim, he messed up. And he messed up ad kedei kach, and that's why there's Misa from there on. We shouldn't have been, Adam shouldn't have died, and we shouldn't die. The Rebbeinu Shlomo brought Klal Yisrael back by Maimed HaSinai to the Madrega of Adam Rishon Koidim Achet, and now you're going to have a repeat performance of the Nisayon. Can we get now? Will Klal Yisrael get to the highest Madrega, the Madrega which we are going to get to in Tchias HaMeisim? So what? But they didn't have a Yetzirah Pnimi, so you send in the Satan, and the Satan makes up a whole thing. Kilo Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta. He makes them make a whole mistake that Moshe Rabbeinu said he was going to come back on the 16th of, when they made the Cheshvan, 40 days, came out the 16th of Tammuz, but they made the Cheshvan wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu meant total days and not just days without nights. He meant the 17th of Tammuz. Comes along the bringing the Erev Rav to their position to the whole thing. And we have an Egel Azov. Klal Yisrael failed again the Nisayon to be metakin the Chet of Adam Arishon. Okay, it's finished. We're not going to get that tikkun until Tchias HaMeisim. But is Klal Yisrael finished? No, the Rebbeinu Shem wants Klal Yisrael to carry on in our matzav we have today. So eventually, the Rebbeinu Shem says, I'll give them Luchas Shnius. Won't be the same dark as Luchas Rishonis, won't be the Kedusha of Tchias HaMeisim, but it'll be a step towards Tchias HaMeisim. There was a big chashash that the Satan is going to do the similar thing on that Moshe Rabbeinu has gone back to the Har. The big chashash is going to make us do Avodah Zorah, a big Avera again, and mess up the Luchas Shnius. What did they do? They blew a shofar. And the shofar announced to Klal Yisrael, Moshe's gone, don't make the same mistake, shall ye to oid achar avodah zarah. והקדוש ברוך הוא נסעלה באויסה שויפו שנאמה אול אלוקים בישראל השם בכל שויפו. Says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was oile with that shoifor, and the pasuk oile lekim b'yisroel Hashem b'kol shoifor. Lefichach, hiskinu chachomim zal shutoikim b'rosh chodesh el b'kol shana v'shana, and therefore Chazal, because of this whole ma'aseh with the tkiyah shoifor, then the Chazal were metakin that we should blow shoifor every rosh chodesh. Then the Medrash carries on, v'chol achoidesh, and continue blowing the whole month, k'dei sheyasu tshuva, shenema im yitoka shoifo v'hiro om lo yecherodu. So we blow the whole month, so we should do tshuva. Are you going to say, it's just soisa what I told you, you can't do tshuva in Elul? Okay, we'll try and get to an answer. Yes, Hashem. U k'dei la'arbe v'sasot. So three reasons were about a shofar. But that is Be'etzim Mitzad Chazal, Elul is Tkiyas Shofar. Now, we have to understand a bit more. What is this Tkiyas Shofar actually telling us? So we're supposed to learn the shofar. So tell me, the shofar is telling you to do tshuva, but that's not so posh. As I said, Elul doesn't seem to be any different than any other time. First of all, let's go back to the Rosh Chodesh part. That's what I want to the Ika understand. There's lots of kashas here. I hope you'll stay with me. First of all, Igu for kasha. Why did he blow a shofar? Moshe Rabbeinu's gone, and they don't want to say don't do Avodah Zarah. So why didn't they put up tzeklach or put up signs or send people round announcing? Al you do Avodah Zarah. You haven't been here that long, so sometimes when there's Afghanis, big Afghanis, not the little Afghanis you have every day, when they have big Afghanis here, so they send around a car with the guy, you know, from the Padats or the Gdolei Yisrael, telling you to go to Afghana. They always say, "V'shem Gdolei Yisrael." Or very often, if it goes too fast, you hear "B'shem G'dayli Yisrael." What did they say? "B'shem G'dayli Yisrael." You know, something you have here, you probably already heard Levias. You know, sometimes. They go around with it, telling you the bias and things. You've got quite, you know, there's somebody died, you don't know who it was. So the kids are, why did they want a shofar? Why is a shofar telling you not to do Avodah Zarah? How's a shofar telling you not to do Avodah Zarah? That's question number one. Question number two, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was oile with that shofar. What does it mean he was oile? What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu was oile? Ola Elokim Bisru Hashem Kol Shofar. Now, it's question number three. The Bach basically asks that the Medrash uses this Ol Elokim Bisruah Hashem B'Kol Shofar for the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. And the Medrash there says that when the Rabbeinu Shalom starts on Rosh Hashanah, he starts on the Kiseh HaDin. And when we take our Shofar and blow a Shofar, the Rabbeinu Shalom is Oymed the Kiseh HaDin. And the notion of the Medrash there is interesting. It says that the shofar is hoifech midas adin to midas arachamim, changes the midas adin to midas arachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mismali berachamim or merachim aleim. So the Baal says, so how can you, why is the Medrash using the same possible, the same idea for the Tkia of Rosh Chodesh Elul in the Midbar? And the fourth question which I have, or the fifth, is what did Chazal see for this Maisa in the Midbar that every single year we should blow the Shofar? We don't have any Chashash Avodah Zarah. The Chazal and the battle the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah years ago. So what's the pshat? If the shofar of Rosh Chodesh Elul was, one shouldn't do Avodah Zarah. However, whatever the answer is, why that is, well, let's say it is. Why are we blowing a shofar every single year? Tov Shin Pei Bav. Anybody had a special Yetzer Hara on last Friday to do Avodah Zarah? And between you and me, if we would have had a Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, I'm not sure that the shofar would have told us not to, because I don't think anybody can understand here and understands why the shofar is a steer to Avodah Zarah. So let's try and understand this, and then maybe this will open up the whole of Elul. So let's go first of all to this medrash. This medrash about Ol Elokim Bisrua. Hashem starts on the Kisei Adin, then goes to Kisei Arachmin, Mikach the Shofar. How does a Shofar change the Hanhoga of Din to the Hanhoga of Rachamin? You have to know, you have to understand, Hanhoga of Din is, the klal is mido keneged mido. And yeh ma she yeh in Din, there's no vitur. So if the Rebbeinu Shlomo is being misnaik, kisei adin, it has to be mido keneged mido. Now don't think mido keneged mido is a negative thing, it's also a positive thing. Mido keneged mido means you get what you deserve, you don't get a penny more or a penny less. If a person did mitzvahs, mido keneged mido dictates schar. If a person did aveiros, mido keneged mido dictates rachmana litzlan. But the anog is mido keneged mido. So we blow a shofar, it's very nice. So how's that change? The Rebbeinu Shlomo gets some, stops the midas adin, goes to midas harachamim. How? You only operate midah keneged midah in midas adin. Teretz is one of the ikarim of shofar. Mitzvah Hashem, when we learn shofars, in a couple of weeks' time, we'll see a bit more about this. One of the ikarim of shofar is that it's coronating the king. When they coronated Shaul, they blew shofars. When they coronated Shlomo HaMelech, they blew a shofar. And the interesting thing is, when they coronated Charlie, they blew trumpets. Where did they get the idea of blowing trumpets when they make a king in England? Got it from the Torah. There's lots and lots of inyonim. When you go into the whole ceremony of the Malchus in England, lots of their inyonim they stole from us, or they copied from us. You know, the Ika coronation of the king was they anointed him with olive oil. And they were makpid, davka, to get olive oil from the Mount of Olives. It's interesting. Yeah. But Al Kolponim, a lot of protim in the whole ceremony are mamish from Torah. So, shofar, when was the first shofar heard in the world? The first cold shofar, when was it ever heard in the world? No? Who knows? What? Har Sinai. Why was there a kol shofar by Har Sinai? Because the Rebbeinu Shleilom came to be misgale as the Melech HaOlam. Hashem lamabul Yoshov, vayeshu Hashem Melech HaOlam. That's Maimon Har Sinai. The goyim thought there's going to be a mabul, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev the Melech HaOlam. He came to be metzave as. We describe the whole thing. Maimon Har Sinai in shofaros on Rosh Hashanah. The first hakdama to shofaros is the inscription of Maimon Har Sinai. It says, "Bekol shofar aleihem hayfoto." That was the first time that the kol shofar. The shofar is like a fanfare of the melech. Now, we said Hanhogas Adin is mido keneged mido. In the old days, the king used to make the laws. In the old days, the king used to make the laws, and a king of a country was outside the law. He made the laws, and he could do whatever he likes with the laws. a judge has to judge al pi the laws. So if the law says for the person is found guilty of a particular Navera, and the law would say that the judge, if a person is found guilty, he has to go to prison for 5 years, the judge can't pardon him. The judge says you have to go to prison for 5 years. That's the law. If the law says the judge can decide between 1 year and 5 years, so then, okay, then the judge has, I'll be the law, he's allowed to do that. But the king can pardon, because the king is outside the law. There's an overthrow of that idea in America that the president can pardon someone. The president, when they set up the United States of America, they didn't want to make a Malchus. They're very anti-Malchus from all the kilkulim that happened in the Malchus in England. But then they made a president, then they made these checks and balances, and etc., etc. But they gave the president certain mashu, who's doime to a king, and one of them is that he can pardon people. And he pardons people, the Constitution allows him to do it, but the mice, he can just pardon someone who's found guilty in a court of law. That's what the king used to be able to do. Malchusa de Shmaya is kein Malchusa de Rekia. When we understand how Malchus de Aro works, we can understand in Yonim how HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. Because actually it works the other way around, Rabbi Yisrael. The Rabbi Yisrael made the Malchus de Aro kein the Malchus de Rekia, that we should have a Havona from Malchus in this world, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. But the Maisa, as far as we're concerned, let's look at Malchus de Aro and we'll see the Malchus de Rekia. So when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is misnaig, like a shoyfet, midas hadin, then he can only, kiviyochel, he can only move midah k'neged midah. But if he's misnaig like a melech, then there's no gvulos. Midah k'neged midah is a very restricting hanoga. It means that kiviyochel, a Kodesh Baruch Hu can only give what a person deserves. Kamuvan, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not limited to anything. Only when he wants to be misnaig like a shoyfet, when he wants to be misnaig midas hadin, then he's misnaig midas hadin. But if he wants to stop being misnaig midas hadin, he can. Nothing's stopping him. That's the mistake that Bilam made. Why did Bilam think he could still curse Klal Yisrael even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him and gave so many remuzim, no, you can't? Because Bilam knew the second that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misnaig midas hadin, nobody else ever discovered that. There's 1 second when the Baruch Hashem is misnaig with pure midas hadin, the Gemara says, and at that point he was going to say his klala, and he thought the Baruch Hashem would be muchrach to carry out the klala. But what happened? The Baruch Hashem was not misnaig with midas hadin in those days. And we made it didn't work. That's what he said. More esem lezaim kale. How can I make him angry if he doesn't get angry? What do you mean? Terence says there's no midas hadin going on today. I'm using my computer and figuring out when it should be. It's just not happening. On Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbeinu Shalom misnaig starts with midas hadin. Mido k'neged mido. When we blow a shofar and we say malchuyos, we're saying the Rebbeinu Shalom is Be'etzim HaMelech. He's not limited by Midas Hadin. And therefore, Midah K'neged Midah, the Rebbeinu Shalom is misnaig with us like a Melech. And Melech, the Melech can be Merachim. And that's why it's called an Aliyah. Because Kiviyochel, it's a stronger Hanhoga when the Rebbeinu Shalom can do what he wants with Rachamim rather than being forced to follow the rules, kiviyachol and midah k'neged midah. The all elokim b'sruah, elokim is midas hadin. Hashem bekol shofar, Hashem is midas harachamim. The shofar, midah k'neged midah, changes midas hadin into midas harachamim. And that's the lashon of the Midrash. He's hoifeich is midas hadin, the midas harachamim. What's it, hoifeich the midas hadin? It starts with Midas Adin. But the shofar, which we recognize the Rebbeinu Shalom is a melech, is middle killing a middle with Zoichel, then he should be misdiagnosed like a melech. That's why Agav on Yom Kippur we still say the Benisham is melech moichel v'soleach, not stam moichel v'soleach, melech moichel v'soleach, because it's in the mechila is als malchus, als melech. Al koponim, that's what happens on Rosh Hashanah. Lichoira, what happened on Rosh Chodesh Elul in the Midbar was exactly the same process. Moshe Rabbeinu is going. Why did they make an ego? Because they wanted to make, the Ramban said, they wanted to make a mechanical Moshe Rabbeinu. They wanted to make, they made cheshbonus that this ego should be able to bring down the Shekhinah like Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Shekhinah. But it's awesome. You're not allowed to do that. No cheshbonus. The Moshe Rabbeinu is gone. Now let's say the Taka were convinced the Moshe Rabbeinu is dead. And they see a Leviah Moshe Rabbeinu. The Sotan showed them this Leviah Moshe Rabbeinu Kiliyachu. What should they have done? Moshe Rabbeinu is not here. We need somebody to give us, bring down the Shekhinah to us. What should you do? You know what you should do? Rabbeinu Shem is still here. Daven to Hashem. Connect with Hashem. Ask Hashem Yisbar. Who brought Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe brought himself? Or it was a whole Ashra from Hashem? It was a whole Ashra from Hashem. So daven to Hashem. Don't make an ego. Then Hashem Yisbar will bring another Moshe Rabbeinu. So when Moshe Rabbeinu left on Rosh Chodesh Elul, there was a chashash, they mess up again. They blew a shofar to say, the melech is still here. And when we blew that shofar, it changed the hanhoga from the middle days, which were midas adin, into midas arachamim for that whole, the last 40 days. So Chazal say, you're coming off. Okay, nowadays, we're coming off Bein Azmanim. Who knows how much Midas Adin of Bein Azmanim is Moira, right? And we need to make Elul into Chodesh Arachamim. So Chazal say, so every year, blow a shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rosh Chodesh Elul will, and the shofar of Rosh Chodesh Elul changes the Hanhoga from Midas Adin to Midas Arachamim, the Midas Ma. And Elul is called Yemei Harachamim. And they said, don't blow it only on Rosh Chodesh, blow it the whole month. To be Moira asked the tshuva, what's the tshuva of Elul? Another remez of Elul is Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. The tshuva of Elul is to be mischazek in our avodah, to take something, some little Kabbalah, to try and improve our avodah Hashem, so that we come to Rosh Hashanah. There will be in the Sifron Shel Tzadikim. You know that, I'm sure you all know. Gimel Sfarim Niftochim Barosh Hashanah. One's a Sifron Shel Tzadikim, one's a Sifron Shel Rishoyim, one's a Sifron Shel Beinanim. What is the pshat in these three Sfarim? Is the pshat, there are three empty books, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu decides on each, who goes in which book on Rosh Hashanah? No. Sifron Shel Tzadikim, they already have been in them. The Tzadik is in the Sifron Shel Tzadikim when it's opened up on Rosh Hashanah. And Chas Rishonim, the Rosh is in the Sifron Shel Rishoyim. What the Rabbi Rishonim says is that Tzadikim are Nichtom and Nechtom Lechayim. That's what's done on Rosh Hashanah. So our avoid is to get into the Sifron Shel Tzadikim during Elul. And Elul has that Siyata Dishmaya that we spoke about on Wednesday. Mol Hashem Elokecha Es Levavcha Ve'es Levav Rosh Tevis Elul, to help us get Siyata Dishmaya to work starker. So what's the tshuva of Elul? The tshuva of Elul is not the vidui and the charota and the aziva. The tshuva of Elul is improve. So the idea of slichus, which the Sfadim say, the whole of Elul, is also, it's not a steer, it's not the aseris yemei tshuva type of tshuva. is to be, we should be Nisoyre, they want to be Nisoyre, the whole of Elul, to become, to make the Avodah starker. And that's the Yisod of Elul. That we come into Rosh Hashanah in the Sifron Shel Tzadikim. And then, Rosh Hashanah, the series of eight tshuva, will be Oisik in tshuva and Mamash. And that we'll see on the Fridays, how to be mekayem the actual Indian of tshuva in the Aziva and Charot and Bidui. And Elul is a time for the Yemei Rachamim. It's not Yemei Din, it's Yemei Rachamim. It's Yemei Ani L'Doidi. Show Hashem Yisbarach Ani L'Doidi. And then if we show Hashem Ani L'Doidi, you know what happens? Who is going to be our judge on Rosh Hashanah? Doidi, my beloved, my close friend. Doidi Li, we get protection. That's the whole Yisod of Elul. We have to be Nisoyre ourselves. The Shofar says, you have to make it into Yemei Rachamim. By being Mischazik, does it make it into Yemei Rachamim? So, try and look for one little thing. And the Kach Kibalnu Mirabbi Seinu, the Bali Musa, that when a person is Mischazik, makes a small Kabbalah. In Ruchnius, there's no such thing as a small Kabbalah. Small Kabbalah is very great. Don't make a Kabbalah, Mamish. You don't want to be Nikshal in the Dorim. But decide one thing, for example, one thing could be to be Makpid on one of the Storim to come exactly on time. One thing could be, another idea is make up with your Chavrusa. The first half an hour of Seder, no Dvarim Betelim. Don't even say good morning. Open the Gemara and start learning Shtark. And whoever schmoozes in that half an hour and starts schmoozing has to pay the other guy 10 shekel. Then it might hold water. But don't be Nichshal, and when you do such a thing, there's another big Yetzirah. So you say you do it from 9 to 9:30. That's how you learn very Shtark. And you, so what are you doing on Shabbos? How was Shabbos? How was this? And how was that? And the rest of the Seder goes to Putz because you started with such a stark thing, so then you have the boomerang back on your thing. No, it has to be, you start with that. 9:30 should go unnoticed, but the pressure is. Or try and maybe, come on time to davening. Find out, there's an interesting pages in the Siddur. A lot of people don't know that there's from Baruch Sha'oma to Yishtabach, it doesn't only say Ashrei. There's lots of interesting words and hard words and things. But maybe try one day saying them all. Or even, there's something else which is very interesting. After Birchas Hashacha, there's also a lot of pages till you get to Baruch Sha'oma. It's called Korbanos. Maybe find out which Korbanos you should say. It depends what siddur you have. You have some siddurim that have pages and pages of Korbanos. So you'll need to come at 5:30 in the morning to start and say all those Korbanos. So which Korbanos are you mechuyev to say? And you're mechuyev, Rabbi say. But I know. Maybe try and say Korbanos. Maybe try and come a bit earlier and say Birchas Hashachar properly. Now, I'm giving you a few ideas. So the person who has a big netir to Frumkai is going to write them all down and going to do everything. Don't do that. You'll become Sabrochen or you become Meshuggah. And if you do that, come to me. I have a list of therapists. I'll get you in tomorrow morning. Don't do that. You mustn't take on too much. Take on one little thing. Maybe try saying one time Asher Yotza with Korbanah. If you're going to try something like that, take one Asher Yotza, the first Asher Yotza in the morning. Or maybe you're too asleep. So another specific Asher Yotza. You're going to say Asher Yotza with Korbanah. probably different ideas of being mischazik. Try being mischazik in a beinonim and chaveroi. Do a chesed every day. What type of chesed can you do? Well, for example, maybe putting a sefer back once you used it, instead of just leaving it on the shtender next to you or on the bimah or somewhere, and then the next person wants to look for a sefer, spend 20 minutes looking for it. Or putting all your svarim back after seder so you don't leave the place in a mess. We used to have a toranut of putting away svarim. Somehow they've stopped it. But that was also a big chutzpah, you know. You leave your svarim around, and some poor bacha has to put away your svarim until it's your turn to do it. And there, you've got big titles on everybody. Or bring a safer for your chavrusa. Kobinin zachen, you can think you're going to get something from the Mayan or something. So maybe offer someone else to you want something. I'm going there anyway. Try it. Look for a chasonim to do for people. Make elul. The ikin nekuda is that one of these kabbalas is to have an awareness. Elul is different. That's the ikka. Elul is different. Elul is this month is different. I'm going to come into Rosh Hashanah a different person. That is the whole yisod. The tkiyas wake us up. Elul is different. That's the idea of elul.